Blog Talk Radio.
It's about damn time.
It's Thursday night and time for the Hot Corner.
There are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary and there are 108 stitches in a baseball.
Your home for all things MLB.
Stuck one out of the park for me.
The Reds, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the White Sox.
I love baseball.
The balance has you covered with a Hot Corner.
Watch where you're walking, guys. I don't want you to step in the crap I just knocked out of that ball, huh?
News, rumors, and fantasy, it's all in the Hot Corner.
Baseball, it's the best.
And here is your host, Tom Marquis.
See you later.
Beautiful pitch by Kershaw. And what a catch by Carlos Beltran. High fly ball into 2002. High fly ball. Deep left field. Back it goes. And that ball is gone. Down at the wall. Leaps up. And he makes the catch. There's Bill Gunker going back.
Here goes the runner. The ball's
going off again. Here's Williams' throw. Right there. He did he get around the tag? He did. And Hamilton beat it. Throw by Frank Cool. They got him. Hit into right. Back at the wall. Cool game. Cool came out.
Well, the left center field. Back toward the track. And that ball is gone.
And the Rays are in the postseason.
Celebration time.
The Dodgers are the National League West champions.
St. Louis Cardinals with their third straight division series.
It hasn't happened at Fenway Park for 95 years. The Red Sox are world champions.
That's right. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. You've stumbled across the Hot Corner. We talk baseball here for the next hour. Of course, I'm El Presidente from The Balance. It is so good to have you along. We had a week off last week. I had a funeral in my family. My grandmother passed away. So we had a week off, but I hope you enjoyed the repeats that many of our affiliate stations ran. And while what a week it has been, not only in baseball, but in other sports. And certainly we'll get into all, I'll give a little teaser for the other show coming up on Saturday. Wow, we're going to talk Pacers. We're going to talk some race cars. In case you didn't know, we flagship here in Indianapolis. We got some race cars to talk about. So if you want to keep up on that, IndianMay.com is your spot. Of course, The Balance right here on the Balance Radio Network. Guys, I tell you what, we've got a good show for you, Jay. It feels weird to get back into the swing of things, huh? No pun intended. We're going to talk some baseball. 917-889-8516. For the next 60 minutes, I'm all yours. I'm all ears. We're going to be talking some baseball. If my voice holds out, today I have had one of those tickle in my throats or frogs or whatever you want to call it, the coughing fits, you name it, has came on me. But that's okay. I'm loaded up with water here at the Balance Radio Studio. Ready to go. We are ready to go. What about you? About you, you ready for some baseball? We're going to talk it. 917-898-516. Here you can follow us at Two Hot Corner. You know, today, 41 years ago, they almost my age. I'm 45. I'm starting to date myself. 41 years ago, a major event happened in baseball. You know what that is? Well, we're going to tell you when we get back right here on the Balance Radio Network. This is the Hot Corner on Thursday night.
I'm J.B. Bernstein. I'm a sports agent.
Hey.
Who's that?
She's my neighbor. Not my type.
Why? Because she's not a model.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Right now, I'm on the verge of a huge break.
Without this deal, we're done.
What's going on here? Don't tell me you signed a contract with these guys.
It's just business.
Guess what? We're out of money. I mean, I don't know what else to do, J.B.
Hey, how fast do they pitch in cricket? I think I cracked this.
It's called Million Dollar Arm. We find the first Major League Baseball player from India.
Like being on the road?
Words cannot express.
Ray, how are you going to know if anyone can throw if you keep your eyes shut all day?
I can hear it.
Really?
Ah. That was about a 43.
Bingo.
We have our finalists.
Welcome to America, boys.
Okay. All right, guys.
Who is that? Is she a servant? She's a beautiful servant.
We can't train somebody who has never picked up a baseball. That's insane.
Okay, so how's it going?
Baseball is very hard.
This is Major League Baseball, not some social experiment.
You're not ready for this kind of pressure.
This is business.
It'll be a sideshow.
These guys are not ready for a pro tryout.
Their chances fall between slim and none.
Are you okay?
These kids, they're my last best shot.
But they're also just a couple of great kids. Kids. I mean, they're far from home.
They need to see that you care.
Wow.
This whole alternative family thing looks good on you.
Do this, partner. Boom.
We've got a major league tryout.
Are you messing with us?
No, I'm not messing with you. You got a tryout. All right, go ahead. Say it.
Did you kiss Miss Brenda?
No. She kissed me.
Oh!
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full service kitchen with a delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
You're listening to The Hot Corner with your host, El Presidente, Tom Marquis. All right, my minions, welcome back to The Hot Corner. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. I am your leader here for the next, well, less than an hour, but we're going to be talking some baseball. 917-889-8516. You want to talk about your favorite team? You want to talk about your players? You want to talk about your fantasy team? I'm here. I'm here for you. I got you all set up and ready to go. Well, take a look at what's happening around the league. Also, I want to thank all of our listeners on our encore episode on Indiana Talks between 10 and 11 tonight. So any scores I give you at that time is probably changed, or the game is probably over, or just getting started. But on final so far today, the Cincinnati Reds over the Padres, 5-0. The Twins over the Red Sox, 4-3. Them Cardinals over the Cubs, good freaking Lord, 5-3. Did you see that score earlier this week? Oh, my. Cubs got one by us, but so be it. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Cardinals beat the Cubs today 5-3. Pirates fall to the Brewers 4-3. And in the second game of the doubleheader with the Reds and the Padres are up 2-1 in the top of the second. Coming up at 7:07 is the Indians and the Blue Jays. 7:10, I'm sorry, the Yanks and the Mets. Subway rivalries right there, baby, yeah. That's going to be a game to watch right there. Yanks and the Mets, 7:10 p.m. 8:10 p.m., the Orioles, the Baltimore Orioles, and the Kansas City Royals. That's a mouthful for you. 10:05, the Rays are out in Southern California with the Angels. Albert Pujols out there, 10:05 p.m., 10:15. Miami Marlins out in the Bay City in San Francisco. So that's what's going on around the league. Well, you know, today marks a pretty big day in history in baseball. If you don't know this, maybe you're not a baseball fan, or maybe you just aren't as geeky about baseball as I am. 41 years ago today, one Nolan Ryan, yeah, the Nolan Ryan, probably, in argument's sakes, probably the very best pitcher ever to play the game. 41 years ago today, through his first of his 7 MLB no-hitters. First of all, do you know how hard it is to hit one no-hitter in the MLB, or two? But 7, that all but put, I mean, the 7 is great. That's what he got in the Hall of Fame for, one of the greatest pitchers of all time. You know, so I put together a little clip that just kind of honors the memory of the player. Well, I didn't have memories, you know, a past or anything, but hey, an honor, a legend. Probably the greatest pitcher of all time, Mr. Nolan Ryan. Here's a look at his career.
Started this night, though, by striking out the side. Ryan had fanned 12 and walked 3 when Royals center fielder Amos Otis flied out in the ninth, and Ryan had his first career no-hitter.
No-hitter!
2 months later, Ryan would throw another no-hitter. Fox came on May 15, 1973.
Thank you.
him out. Second time Blackwell has struck 3,508. Total and simple to camp. Number 3,000. This is Chief Geronimo. The 1-2 pitch, strike! Great call on Mel. Strikeouts for Nolan Ryan.
Breaking ball and that's it. Strikeout number 4,000 for Nolan Ryan.
Here's Ventura, RBI single in the first. Watch out. Look at this.
Owen looking at the signs now has the one he wants. The 2-2 pitch to Greg Meyer. Got him swinging.
His number is retired, number 34. Was thrown to his old catcher, Alan Ashby, and Alan caught the fifth no-hitter thrown by Nolan against the Dodgers. I think he threw him a split finger. One of those circle changes.
He's always able to rise to the occasion.
I always wanted my teammates to feel like that I was going to do everything within my power to give them an opportunity to win the ball game, and then I wanted the fans to always be glad that they came.
And there you have it. Look back at Nolan Ryan's career. One of the greatest, in my opinion, pitchers of all time. Certainly coming out of Texas, Alvin High School out there in Texas. He was drafted by the Mets. The 12th ran 1965. Certainly came out really, for no pun intended, swinging. Age 19, he was hitting .223. Final game was September 22nd, 1993. 46 years old with the Rangers, who retired his number. He was number 34 four times out of the six teams he played for. Obviously, he started his career, like I said, with the Mets, 1966, and then again with the Mets back with the Mets, 1968 to 1971. And he was with the Angels, 1972 to 1979. 1980 to 1982, he was with the Astros, number 34 there. Number 34 also, 1983 to 1988 as well with the Houston Astros. And he retired, like I said, in 1993. The Texas Rangers have retired that number 34 out there in Texas. Amazing. Just, you know, a little bit of history for you. A little baseball history for what it's worth, right? You cannot be a baseball fan and not follow stats. I don't get that. How do you do that? How can you be a baseball fan and not follow stats? So there's a stat for you. And really, somebody asks you, say, hey, you know what happened, you know, 41 years ago today in baseball? You see, you could blow their mind. You say, hey, yeah, you know, 41 years ago, Nolan Ryan, hit his first, I mean, threw his first no-hitter. He hit his first no-hitter. Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what. You want to get into the power rankings? You know, I don't look too much. We're in May. Where are we at with the power rankings? It might give us a gauge. You know, we're certainly one quarter of the way through, I guess. That's one way to look at it. So, you know, the power rankings may have some validity to them as far as give us a gauge on what we're looking at. But I don't know how much – a lot of people, you know, live and breathe by the power rankings. Oh, did you hear this? Whoever's on in the power rankings. Well, you know, maybe I'm just saying that because the St. Louis Cardinals aren't number one in the power rankings. They've fallen down a little bit. Maybe that's my reasoning. But you know, at least we're still above the Cubs in the power ranking. Yeah, the Cubs got one bias the other day. But hey, it's baseball. There's no crying in baseball. 17-5. I'll give the Cubbies that. I mean, they got a win. They got a win. One win. I mean, now, you know, we make fun of the Cubs a lot. You know, they're only 12-24 this year. So, you know, Sunday's loss to the Braves represented the 10,000th loss. That's 10, and then 4 zeros. No, I'm sorry, 10 and then 3 zeros. See, I can't count. It's that cold medicine going in my head. Anyway, Sunday's loss to the Braves represented 10,000 losses in franchise history. Probably Chicago Cubs are probably the only team that we keep track of that. I guess maybe on the positive note, the Cubs do have 10,450 wins to go with it. Which means overall, in the franchise history, they're above 500, right? Well, I've always said, you know, 500 batting average to keep your job on any baseball team. Oh, the Cubbies. We'll give it to them, though, right? Well, you want to get into the power rankings? Let's jump right in it. We'll say, you know what? I was surprised at where the number one power ranking was, and maybe you agree. By the way, feel free to jump in the conversation. It's just me and you tonight. So, you know, we're just talking baseball. So, really, we've got an agenda. We've got our talking points. But, you know, we could stray a little bit. We could talk a little bit about baseball, some minor league teams and stuff. We'll try to throw that in here and get you caught up on the International League with the Indianapolis Indians and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps and such. But yeah, so it's just us, just hanging out on a Thursday night, me with the cold. Do not breathe on me. Do not kiss on me. Probably wouldn't be a good idea. You might catch something. Well, that's okay. I'm in the Balance Studio here. I'm secluded. I'm in quarantine. In quarantine. Let's get into these power rankings. We'll start at the bottom. Try to get through all of them if we can. Certainly, we've got other things on the agenda. Astros, 12-26. It could be worse for the Cubs, right? Jared Kostar's past four starts, 25.2, 6 earned runs, 21 hits, 16 strikeouts, 10 walks. Team still dead last in the batting average. You know what, at .222, while opponents are at .265. They're 6-13 at home and 6-13 on the road. So if you're putting a lot of stock in the Astros this year, I wouldn't do it. Number 29, the Cubs. We talked a little bit about the Cubs. Number 28, the Diamondbacks, 15-25. They jumped up one from last week. Oh, by the way, the Cubs did go down one from last week in the power rankings. Last week they were 28. This week they're 29. And the Diamondbacks are up one. They're 28, and last week they were 29. So for you math students, really what happened was the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Chicago Cubs just swapped places in the power rankings. San Diego Padres stayed right where they're at, number 27. They're 18 and 21. As bad of an offense as they have, they're last in the majors runs per game. They're not really that bad, 18 and 21 after winning three in a row over the Marlins. Maybe the guys out there in San Diego can improve their stats this week. Of course, we already know they lost one to Cincinnati, and they're underway with another game in a doubleheader, and then they've got Colorado. So, you know, there might be some opportunity. Cincinnati Reds certainly aren't lighting the world on fire right now, although they're doing well in the power rankings. So, you know, not as good as the Cardinals, though, by the way. Just throwing that out there. Them Twins from out of Minnesota, they dropped a little bit. Actually, I think they dropped five in the power rankings. Last week they were 21. This week they're 26. In April, the Twins' offense averaged 5.6 runs per game. In May, that number dropped to 3.1. The Twins need to keep showing improvement in the rotation. I mean, that is if they want to stay afloat in the American League Central. And we'll see how that pans out. Phillies, what's going on with Sandberg out there? Ryan Sandberg. I don't know. You know, we had Ed Kratz, beat writer, Philadelphia Phillies, on here. We talked with him a little bit. I mean, he seems to be giving him a passing grade. And, you know, maybe if it wasn't Ryan Sandberg or the Philadelphia Phillies, maybe we wouldn't really care so much. But you're playing in Philly. You're the Philadelphia Phillies. You're a national championship caliber team. You're a Hall of Fame player. Be a Hall of Fame coach, Ryan. Who needs velocity anyway? Really, except for one rough outing in the first week of the season, Jonathan Papillon has been absolutely dominant there in Philly. But they still can't put something together. You know, I don't know. We'll see what's going on with the Phillies. But whenever you see the Phillies drop five slots in the power rankings, you got to ask why. You know, we see the Rays moving up the list at number 24. The Rays are down six. But are we that concerned about it? The Rays dropped five of six at home, giving them a nice cushion at the bottom of the American League East. Are we really that worried about it? I don't know. Maybe you are if you're a Rays fan. The good news is they're still a good week away from jumping up in the middle of the pack. Meanwhile, Alex Cobb and Jeremy Heckelson continue to make progress in their comeback from injury. So there might be some hopes there. The Mets playing the Yanks tonight anyway. It'll be a good game. Throw out these power rankings throw out the power rankings and the scores. It's the Yanks, it's the Mets, it's Subway rivalry. They're 17 and 19. Last week they were 16 in the power rankings, and they dropped, seven, so the 23 now. The Mets have scored a run in the first inning in seven of their past nine games and are second in the National League with 28 first-inning runs. However, they're only 11 and 12 when they score first. So we'll see. My Pirates, my other team, my favorite team, Part B, I'm encouraged. Of course, the Indianapolis Indians are the AAA affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and we saw some movement going on in the movements from the Indians and making some transactions and stuff today. So we'll see how that pans out. You know, last week, and of course we didn't have our show last week, but you know, I certainly talked about it at Hot Tick Corner, and, you know, certainly we talk a lot about it. We said last week this was going to be a big week for the Pirates, and I think they passed that test, taking two of three from both of the Giants and the Cards. Not so impressed that they beat the Cardinals, but, yeah. If the Cubs can beat the Cardinals, anybody can beat the Cardinals. Come on, boys. Don't make me say it. Don't make me say something like that. I got love for you. You're my boys. Sunday's loss, though, 6-5 loss to the Cardinals did hurt them. However, they had bases loaded with one out in the ninth. They grounded into a 1-2-3 double to play to the end of the game. The Cleveland Indians, Tribe, up 4 from last week, number 21. Last week, number 25. KC Royals, number 20, down 1 from last week. Number 19, them guys a little bit south of us, the Cincinnati Reds. You know, and you probably heard me tell this story before, but I actually am a St. Louis Cardinals fan because of the Cincinnati Reds. I'll tell you the whole story in another show, but yeah, true story. As a kid, I didn't get my ball signed by a Red, got my ball signed by a Cardinal. See, it's all about the balls. Well, another week of 500 baseball for the Reds. One really shudders to think where Cincinnati's offense would be without third baseman Todd Frazier, who leads the club at 9 home runs and 7 RBIs, 21 actually, while hitting a .266, .340, and .508. The Sox, White Sox up 4, up to number 18. Their offense is ninth in the American League. The Jays up there in Toronto, up 6 from 23 to 17. I'll tell you, I think you had the biggest jump, or at least one of the biggest jumps. The Mariners out there in Seattle, going from 24 to number 8 in the power rankings. Went 7-2 on the road to New York, Houston, and Oakland. But momentum has stalled a little bit with a 2-2 series at home against the Royals. Next 12 games are against the Rays. There's 3 of those that are home, and the Twins, 3 of the road, and 2 road games against the Rangers, and 4 home games against the Astros. And that's really a stretch where the Mariners need to hit and pick up some wins. Just saying. That's my thing now. I'm just saying. I'm only saying because I'm saying, right? Well, you know what? We're kind of just going to run through this real quickly here because we're about out of time for the power rankers. Rankers. Number 15, the Rangers. Number 14 is where the Cardinals sets down from 1 from last week. They're number 13. Number 13, the Red Sox. Last week they were number 14. The Angels stay right where they're at. Number 10, the Yanks down 1. Last week they were number 9. A 3-game winning streak for the Yankees was followed by back-to-back losses. So we'll see what happens. See if OCC can make it happen out there. Number 9, the Nationals out there in D.C. I have a very distaste for sports teams in Washington, D.C. right now. Hey, nothing against the Nationals. They're a pretty good team, although they are down two from last week. Adam LaRoche is doing a good job out there. These guys are in D.C. Guys have a team called the Wizards, causing us some serious pain here in Indianapolis. Hopefully they can close all that up tonight. I know, another show. Yeah, we'll give another prop. We're going to talk about that game on the other show on Saturday. You don't want to miss that. You never want to miss the balance. But, hey, we're going to talk about the Pacers. Dodgers down. You know, Mark Timmons, you hear him on the thing here with Timmons Water Systems and U.S. Water Systems. He's also a very renowned blogger for L.A. Dodger Talk. Big Dodger guy. He was out there for this series. Dodgers going in 20-19. I'm going to tell you, look out for the Dodgers in the National League. I would not be surprised. Maybe a lot of people would be, but I would not be surprised if the Dodgers aren't right there in October, November. And to be honest with you, it totally would not surprise me if they make it to the World Series. So, you know, the Dodgers is making a move, but they're down three in the power rankings. I guess that's what I'm saying. When I started talking about the power rankings, it's too early to be gauging everything on the power rankings. It gives us a gauge, but it's too early to be making decisions on, oh, well, this team sucks or not, whatever. So the Braves down one last week from six to seven. The Orioles out there in Baltimore up a little bit. Last week they're number 10. They're number 6. The Rockies last week number 8. They're up 3 to the number 5 spot. The Rockies have as many days off this week, 2 actually, as they have had since the opening day. So they really haven't had that many days off. No matter the series, loss in Cincinnati has this past weekend their first off since April, I guess is what I'm saying. The Brewers, I'm glad to see the Brewers are slipping a little bit, 24-14. Goodness sakes, you know, yeah, certainly doing better. The Brewers are doing good. I have to just say, I don't like the Brewers. I don't like the Brewers. I like Brewers. I like beer. But I don't like the Milwaukee Brewers, and that's only because they're in the National League Central, by the way. But they're doing a great job, having a great season. I just wish they were in another division. Rodriguez blew his first save of the year on Sunday, but the Brewers still won the game and the series against the the Yanks. I told you I had that cough. The A's down one to number 3. Number 2, the Giants. A broken thumb for first baseman Brandon Belt is about to test San Francisco's depth for the next 6 weeks or so. Michael Morse code. 2 hits in his last 19 at-bats. Will take over as the primary first baseman, while the Giants must hope left field doesn't turn into an offensive black hole. That wasn't a racist comment, by the way. Don't go all Donald Sterling on me. It was meaning space, outer space. y'all gonna have me up in, you know, just you're gonna get me in trouble. See, I cannot be blamed for what comes out of my mouth sometimes, because I have no filter, none. All right, you guys ready for number 1? Can you believe this? The Detroit Tigers, number 1 in the power rankings. 21-12, last week they were up, they're up 3 from last week and jumped all the way up to number 1. The Tigers boast with the highest winning percentage in baseball at a winning percentage of 0.636, even after dropping a home series to the Twins over the weekend. While they dropped off a bit offensively, they do continue to pitch remarkably well. The rotation hasn't missed a at-bat stint. So there you go. Number 1, Detroit Tigers in the power rankings. Well, you all know what I think about the power rankings in May. Just saying. Can I say just saying again? Can I say it one more time? Just saying. My name is Sal Marcos, El Presidente. We're having a good time here on the Balance Radio Network. We always have a good time. Have a good time here on the Hot Corner. We'll be right back. We're going to get into some minor league talk. Talk a little bit about that National League Central. Talk about really whatever you want to talk about. 889-917-889-8516. We've got about 20 on the clock left. We'll see what happens.
Hello, this is Mark Timmons of Timmons Water Systems, 728 East Main Street in Brownsburg, and we invite you to come out and check out our salt and bottled water drive-through that we have, where we'll load the water right into your trunk or salt right into your trunk. You don't even have to get out of your car. But while you're there, if you want to check out and see how we can fix your bad water, like iron, sulfur, rotten egg smell, hardness, bad-tasting water, ask us how we can fix your water at a minimal cost. Give us a call at 852-3005 or check us out on the web at wefixbadwater.com.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Race fans, get ready for the 2014 Coors Light Carb Day Concert at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, starring the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar, and the Wobbles. And Sublime with Rome. Friday, May 23rd, Sammy Hagar and the Wobbles. And Sublime with Rome. Get more info at ims.com/carb day. I'm J.B. Bernstein. I'm a sports agent.
Hey.
Who's that?
She's my neighbor. Not my type.
Why? Because she's not a model.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Right now, I'm on the verge of a huge break.
Without this deal, we're done.
What's going on here? Don't tell me you signed a contract with these guys.
It's just business.
Guess what? We're out of money. I mean, I don't know what else to do, J.B.
Hey, how fast are they pitching cricket? I think I cracked this.
It's called Million Dollar R. We find the first Major League Baseball player from India.
Like being on the road?
Words cannot express.
Ray, how are you going to know if anyone can throw if you keep your eyes shut all day?
I can hear it.
Really?
Ah. That was about a 43.
Bingo.
We have our finalists.
Welcome to America, boys.
Okay. All right, guys.
Who is that? Is she a servant? She's a beautiful servant.
We can't train somebody who has never picked up a baseball. That's insane.
Okay, so how's it going?
Baseball is very hard.
This is Major League Baseball, not some social experiment.
You're not ready for this kind of pressure.
This is business.
Don't be a sideshow.
These guys are not ready for a pro tryout.
Their chances fall between slim and none.
Are you okay?
These kids, they're my last best shot.
But they're also just a couple of great kids. Kids. I mean, they're far from home.
They need to see that you care.
Wow.
This whole alternative family thing looks good on you.
Excuse this partner. Boom.
We've got a major league tryout.
Are you messing with us?
No, I'm not messing with you. You got a tryout. All right, go ahead. Say it.
Did you kiss Miss Brenda?
No. She kissed me.
Oh!
Oh, Jimmy! Yeah.
Did it in the hall!
You're listening to The Hot Corner with your host, El Presidente, Tom Marquis.
When Musial retired, I cried in every ballpark in the National League, every place they went. You know, in the last trip in, they honored Musial. I cried. He didn't cry. Musial didn't cry, but I cried. You know, when you used to hear about this guy, you say, well, it can't be true. Then when you meet him, you say, it's an act. And then when you watch it and watch it and watch it and watch him perform, and then after he quit the way he deports himself, you say it's amazing. He's one of a kind. And then you look in the record book and see what he did. You see where he came from, the North Pennsylvania. You say that they won't make them like that anymore. Yeah, they do. They come along and they find out where they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be in baseball and they're supposed to be starting.
Stan, a man.
All right, welcome back to the Hot Corner here on the Balance Radio Network. We got 15 on the clock. Give me a call if you want to talk. 917-889-8516. Talk baseball. Talk the American League, National League. Talk about the frog in my throat. It's okay, I'm watered up, ready to go. I don't know, I woke up with the worst cough. I'm not kidding you. But I tell you what, it would have taken, I don't know, to keep me away from the show tonight. Because, you know, I missed last week, and I know my loyal minions here were needing me to be here. And, you know, quite frankly, you're just what the doctor ordered anyway. I mean, just what I needed to feel better about feeling better. And just, it's good to come on the air and talk some baseball and, you know, throw me a curveball. 917-889-8516. So, excuse me, but we, man, you know, during the break, I had me another fit. So I'm trying to get rid of it. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Cy Youngers. Who do you think is going to be the, you know, again, we could start having that Cy Young conversation. You know, we could talk about the National League or American League Cy Young. You know, good guy, keep your eye on. That kid out there, I call him a kid, I mean, probably, you know, metaphorically speaking, Johnny Cueto really continued his historic start during the season with another Jim Day this afternoon, tossing a three-hit shutout against the light-hitting Padres. With his third complete game and second shutout of the season, Cueto has only padded what has already been the best start line of any National League starter. So if you want to talk about, you know, front runners for the Cy Young, that'd be a guy to look at in the National League. Cueto thinks he's the best as well. Heck, I've always said, if you don't believe you're the best, nobody else is going to believe you're the best. In a tweet, or maybe it was a tweet, I'll have to go back and check. But basically, here's what the question was asked. If he's the best pitcher in the MLB right now, Cueto said yes. Numbers speak for himself. You know what? I don't disagree with him. And a lot of people say, well, maybe it goes beyond him just being the best pitcher in the National League and perhaps of all baseball. I mean, he certainly has proven his dominance through nine starts. He's the first pitcher since 1914 to open the season with nine straight starts of at least seven. and two runs or fewer. Sorry. Yeah, let's throw him in that conversation. Certainly has worthy of the conversation to be in the Cy Young. And right now, who better? I mean, we've got some other nominations. I mean, certainly there's other nominations. I mean, my boy Wainwright, he's right there. We could have a conversation with him about him. 6-2, 2.11 ERA. So we could have a conversation about him. How about Clayton Kershaw out at the Dodgers? Could have a conversation with him. Tim Hudson with the Giants. Santana with the Braves. Heck, we'll even throw a Cub in there. Samara Jerza. How about Kohler out there in Miami? Kastner in San Diego. Taran in Atlanta. And that pitcher there in Milwaukee, Peralta. But no, you know what, clearly. I mean, that's just a brief overview of some of the candidates in the National League Cy Young picture. You know, probably we could probably throw out a dozen other starters probably worthy of the mention. But my main point of getting all, so you know, I get on my rants here and I digress. Keep on point. Focus. So we're talking to the point was that clearly the leader for the Cy Young Award in the National League is Cueto at this point. So maybe a catchy nickname could help him catch some national attention. Does he really need a catchy nickname? Everybody in baseball has a catchy nickname. How about Johnny Baseball or DeQ? That's what I call my nephew. His name's Quentin. I call him Q. I think I'm the only one in the family that does. I'll probably call him that for the rest of his life. So we'll see. You know, maybe we could rewind this tape here in a we say tape. Does anybody use tape anymore? I want to know. We could back up this recording, this MP3 recording. That's right. We record everything. It's all up on the archives. Like it or not, it's all there. And maybe we'll come back and we'll see that Q got it together. So we've made it through one quarter, through the first quarter of the 2014 baseball season. Who stands out as number one? We could certainly make some good conversations with about a lot of people. You know, a lot of them we just named out. You could throw out Michael Brantley, Garrett Cole, Todd Frazier, Kenley Jansen, Michael Morris. Those are all people that I would say would be are the top 100 in the first quarter. So just saying. You guys will be so tired of hearing just saying. I'm just saying because I'm just saying. About the Indianapolis Indians. Finally back on track, the Indianapolis Indians are. Out there at Victory Field with the high school and county titles this Saturday. City and county championships. So if you're going to Victory Field this weekend, you probably should have gotten there already. I might play there tomorrow evening, but I know Saturday. You know, speaking of high school kids, you know, I'm going to digress yet again here for you. But speaking of high school kids, Did you hear about that kid? Let me see. I'm trying to remember. Where, he was a high school kid, but he threw 194 pitches. Unbelievable. That's unheard of. It was in Washington State. He threw 194 pitches over 14 innings Tuesday night before being removed in the 15th inning of the team's eventual 1-0 victory in its district tournament. Rochester High School starting pitcher Dylan Forshot struck out 17 and was pulled in the top of the 15th after the first two batters reached base. Dustin Wilson, who had been playing catcher, finished the 17-inning win over LA Center High School and pitched all seven innings of Rochester's second game that day, a 5-3 victory. The point being, the details of the game, I guess, at this point don't really matter. We got a high school kid throwing 194 pitches over 14 innings. I'll let you let that soak in there for a minute. It doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. Not in high school. A lot of states actually impose innings or pitch limits on high school athletes. But with Washington, I guess that's not the case. I think they do have a rule that the pitchers who throw four or more innings in a day must be given 2 days off before pitching again. He probably needs it. Unbelievable. So we'll have to actually do the research on that and see if that's some sort of record. We got two minutes left on the clock, guys. I really wanted to get into this to the Indianapolis Indians. You know, you got to keep me from digressing. You got to keep me on point. But the Indians are rocking it out in the International League. And let's just see where they're standing here real quickly. Nice of me to have everything ready to go for you, huh? Hey, I keep you wondering. International League. Certainly the Indianapolis Indians are number one, the Tray affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates, 23-17, followed pretty closely by the Columbus Clippers, 20-19, the Bats, 18-22, and Toledo Mud Hens, 18-22 as well. International League West, International League South, the Bulls, Durham Bulls, the Gwinnett Braves, and the Norfolk Tides and the Charlotte Knights. International League North, the Bisons, Paul Tucker Red Sox, the Iron Pigs, and the Syracuse Chiefs, and the Scranton White Raiders. Not White Raiders. You guys are going to get me in trouble with Donald Sterling again. We can never let it go, can we? We can never let it go. Well, unfortunately, I've got to let you go. We're about out of time on the clock. 30 seconds left on the clock. That's going to do it for me. I made it. I'll take the round of applause right now. Taking a bow. Can't see it. I'm taking a real bow. My name is Tom Martel Presidente. Don't forget to catch our encore episode on Indiana Talks tonight at 10 o'clock, 10 to 11. If you missed any of this or all of this, you can catch it on the archives. And don't forget to catch us on the ballots coming up this Saturday. We're going to be talking some race cars and lots of them right here in Indianapolis, because we're just a few days away from the 98th running of the Indianapolis 500. My name's Sal Mark Marcel Presidente. Don't drink and drive. It isn't cool. I'll see you on Saturday.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.